The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist, Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I hope you're taking it easy out there. I'm Jan Murphy along with my husband Dave, and we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave's an ASE Master Certified Technician for over 40 years.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. Murphy's Auto Care, we service all makes and models. We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30 to serve you and your family's vehicle needs.
Absolutely. You know, and if you want to reach us during the week, call us at 426-AUTO. Can't get any simpler than that, right? That is actually also 426-2886. But, you know, a lot of people reach out to us also on our website. It's murphysautocare.com, and that's the easiest way to request an appointment or to just get into the shop. It's also the best way to find out about our company. We are very busy on there, especially with our blog, posting what we do, and you get a chance to see all the great, great staff members that we are fortunate enough to work with every day. So check us out at murphysautocare.com. But today is what's really important, right? Welcome to Auto Talk, and I am Dave Murphy. Thanks for the introduction, Jan. You are listening to the fastest hour in radio, and we hope you're in, sitting down, and buckled up, because we're going to have a lot of fun. We actually have a couple of very, very special guests in the studio with us today.
VIP.
They are, and Jan will, she will introduce them at some point here, but I want to introduce all of you to come into the studio with us. Call us today. We're here live. We'd love to talk to you about your vehicle, your service needs for your vehicle. It doesn't matter what kind of vehicle it is. I don't even care if it is a vehicle, right? We'll talk about chainsaws, lawnmowers, anything that's got, that burns fuel and has wheels on it pretty much. We'll talk to you about it. But give us a call, 457-1290. That is the number to call, 457-1290.
Also, I know, Dave, you recently posted some video posts on murphysautocare.com and our Facebook page. Very interesting things that happen in the shop each and every day. So for more information, you can go to the Facebook page. There's a lot of cool stuff on there if you're just looking for some basic information.
Something really timely. I'm just going to share it. If you don't know what a heater core is in a vehicle, we replace them all the time. But I just did a video this week. We posted it there. If it's not on the website yet, it will be. It's on Facebook and on our Google business page. But interesting, because this heater core had to be replaced in a late model Jeep, which is actually what one of our VIP guests drives.
So it wasn't his, though.
It wasn't his. It was, I don't know, about a five-year-old Jeep. But it failed because the antifreeze hadn't been changed in it properly, and it had the additive package in the antifreeze was failing, caused a lot of just gunk internally, plugged it up, heater core didn't work, so we had to remove it. But there's a video on there, and you can take a look at it and see it, and just real briefly see what the inside of a heater core looks like, and see the stuff that gets in it that shouldn't and wouldn't get there if the vehicle was flushed regularly, had the antifreeze changed on a regularly scheduled maintenance. And hopefully they would use BG products, because that's what we would use in it, right?
Well, we use BG products every day, and regularly flushing, flushing out those systems is key to longevity.
That's right. Long
save
life.
Save you money in the long run.
Exactly. You know, that's what Auto Talk is about, really. We try to stick to that premise also. It's in our business. We are here to keep your vehicle safe, keep it dependable, because we know that's how it saves you money. That is the key to it. It may not always fit your budget, so we'll help you work it out. And I know a lot of the other great shops around town, they work the same way. We're here to help you out. So
that's right. Give us a call today. 457-1290 is the number to call. We'll be taking your calls about anything automotive. Any question you have, we love answering your questions as best we can.
Absolutely. We sure do. So you want to take a second and introduce the great folks
that
are with us today?
I'm going to introduce my favorite aunt and uncle. John and Pat drove in from Kansas and yesterday all day,
right.
And we've had a great time with them. They're here for the weekend. We're going to be celebrating a lot of family things, and welcome to the show today.
Right,
thank you.
They have a lot of insight, I'm sure.
Actually, I'm so glad to have your uncle here too, and of course your aunt Pat, love you to death. But Uncle John, engineering background, and I know you love things that pull in fuel and blow it out. So,
well, and he has a lot of experience towing, you know, towing a big rig.
RVs,
and,
RVs, yeah.
And traveling the country. And so we welcome you to the show today.
We appreciate the wisdom here today. Mm-hmm. So we're among the great. So we really, really appreciate that. You know, yeah, we're going to do, we are live today in the studio at 457-1290. And right now we'll just grab a call. Why don't we do that, Jan?
Go ahead.
Hello. Is this Angie?
Yes.
Angie, welcome to Auto Talk. How can we help you today?
I have a 2014 Chevy Cruze. It's the basic model, and it has given me the AC off due to high engine temp.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second time it's done that. The first time we replaced the thermostat.
Okay.
Was good to go for 6 months, and now it has done it again.
Okay. So when you had the thermostat, did you guys replace the thermostat yourself, or did you have like the dealership or somebody else?
Yes, ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you haven't had any other issues. I'm presuming then you were able to get it bled out and didn't have any issue there.
The only other thing, it has had a small antifreeze leak.
Okay. All right. So when it's leaking antifreeze, it's introducing air back into the system as well. So there's a void there. And when you get air back in the system, then it's not going to be able to, the antifreeze can't transfer the heat from the engine like it should when it's a solid core of coolant. So the leak's got to be addressed first. Is it like you literally see it dripping off the car, or is it just getting the engine damp?
When I had the oil change last, they said it was coming around the seal from the oil or from the water pump.
Okay.
But they weren't for sure.
Okay. Well, I think that's...
I never noticed any antifreeze on the ground.
And you know what? That's a great point. I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's got probably Dexcool in it or long life antifreeze, and it's basically almost reddish orange in color. Well, when it hits the ground, it evaporates almost immediately, and it won't leave any residue. So in the old days, when we still had green glycol antifreeze in it, you know, it was green, and it showed up, and you always knew something was going on.
Right.
That's one of the downsides to this antifreeze that's in that vehicle. But definitely, we got to get that leak fixed, and I would think that's going to rectify the issue. My concern is that if you're getting an overheat warning, you know, you're probably starting to overheat it, and that engine won't tolerate it. It just won't. It's going to end up with a head gasket issue or a warped head if you don't address it. So here's what I would recommend. Take it back to a shop, someone locally in your area. Have them thoroughly inspect it. They'll refill it with coolant, and the first thing they should do is pressure test it, okay? And then what they'll do is they'll simulate the pressure that the cooling system would normally operate under, and they'll be able to watch those leaks, especially if they can add some dye to it, to the antifreeze. And they'll be able to tell you exactly where it's coming from, because it could be coming from another area as well. So that's what I would recommend that you do, is get it into somebody that can do that. I have one other recommendation I want to share with you.
Okay.
I don't know how close you are to us, but if you have time, you could get it to us. Another thing that we would recommend is doing an engine oil analysis at this point, because the potential for the engine to be overheated is really concerning. What we would do is it's more like the blood test. I don't know if you listen to the show that's previous to us with Dr. Andrew Dyer on it and Back to Health, but when you do a blood test or on a person, you're baselining their health. We do that same kind of test on a vehicle with an oil analysis. And if there is antifreeze at all in the oil, we're going to find it, because it's going to show up as potassium. So if we find that in the oil, we know that we've got antifreeze leaking internally as well as externally. That would be concerning. But first step, get it into a shop locally, have them pressure test it. Hopefully that will be the end of the issue for you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Hey, our pleasure. Glad you called us. You have a great weekend. Thanks, Angie.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Great questions.
Yeah. 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 And that's a very common thing this time of year right now. We're going to start seeing, because it is colder, and as temperatures drop, aluminum, metal, all, you know, changes. It moves around at different rates. So that's when you have voids occur and gaskets start to leak, which if the folks at the place she was at told her that it was leaking from the seal, it very well could be where the water pump actually bolts to the motor,
mm-hmm.
to the engine, I should say. So,
great.
Or maybe a bad bearing in it or bushing is starting to fail too. So got to get it checked though.
Yep. Important.
Simple problem now could turn into a really expensive one if it's not taken care of. So yeah, absolutely. I want to mention something. I know this is a little bit about our company, but it's that time of year. Maybe you really don't know what to get that special someone in your life. Consider a Murphy's Auto Care gift card. Yes, we do have gift cards at our shop. And if you're interested in it, and, you know, it's a great way to just cut down your list really fast. At least you're shopping. You can just come to us. We'll get the cards in your hands. You can put them in everybody's stockings. You can go home and relax. Make it easy. So, but anyway, we do have gift cards. I mentioned it because somebody called me this week and asked me about it. So that's what's going on. Also, we are looking for a couple of people on our staff. It's time for us to do that. We need another technician. We dearly would like to see that position filled. Our business has grown, and it's a great blessing to have, but we're looking for a great technician. And if you are one, or you know someone, or you've got a family member that is very passionate and very, very talented when it comes to repairing vehicles, have them give us a call at 426-AUTO, or call me directly, or email me directly at Dave at Murphy's Auto Care. So, all right, folks, let's go back to the lines. I think I got about a minute or so here I can do that. I'm going to talk to, it looks like Thurston. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey, we're doing pretty good.
Good. What's going on?
Okay, I got a 2009 Buick Enclave. The tammy chain, the jump time. And I was wondering, should I have a tammy chain replaced, or it has 160,000 miles on the motor, or just change the whole engine?
Well, I'm getting out my crystal ball here, and I'm dusting it off because I don't know the condition of the rest of your vehicle. But
the vehicle's in excellent condition.
Okay. All right. Well, they do have that issue with them. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, that kind of mileage on it, even if you've really taken good care of it, Thurston, and changed the fluids in it regularly, by the time you get into the timing chain replacement, yes, you do need to replace the chain, the gears, the tensioners, all of those components. If you are capable of it, if you could find I would recommend a Jasper remanufactured engine. And it sounds like you love the car; it's in good shape. Mm-hmm. That would allow you, if you get a Jasper, you're going to get a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty that's good anywhere in the country, and a whole lot of confidence with it. It's a fabulous product. If you don't want to go that route, another option in replacing the engine would be to find a late model used salvage engine that may have less mileage than yours. But the problem with that is that you eventually will incur the same condition you have right now, because those engines were known for that. So
was there ever a recall on those?
Off the top of my head, I can't recall. I do think it's an 09. Mm-hmm. I would have to go back, and I'm happy to check that if you want to give me a call at the shop on Monday. And mm-hmm. I can just check it for service bulletins. But General Motors did actually recall quite a few engines for several years, finally, after so many of them had to have the timing components replaced in them because of failures. So are you the first owner of that car, or are you the second owner?
Second owner.
Okay. Have you ever seen any the trail of any recalls coming back to you? Or not?
No.
Okay.
I got one recall about a prop rod on the tailgate.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you what. One of the easiest ways to do that is just go out online. You can literally type in your VIN number from the car, if you know where that is, and put in recalls or service bulletins, and it'll pop up and tell you if there's anything related to it. I hope that helps you. We are going to have to run real quick to a break.
Okay,
but we'll be back. You have a great weekend, Thurston. Thank you for your call, sir.
All right, thanks.
All righty. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, folks, having a lot of fun here on Auto Talk. We hope you'll join us as well today. You can call us at 457-1290. And I'm Dave Murphy, along with Jan Murphy and our family. We're here today. We'll be right back.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Yes, you can shop for Christmas at Home to Home Brand New and Consigned. We've got great selections of furniture, decor, and Mrs. Fashion. As our name implies, we've got brand new and gently used. Something for everyone and every budget. And you never know what you'll find. Visit our website at hometohomedayton.com to see some of our stuff and learn about consigning with us. Off 675 between the Green and Dayton Mall.
Home to home.
Don't let the cold beat you down this winter. A new carrier system installed by Integrity Heating and Cooling can help keep you warm. Contact us today to find out how our new systems can save you thousands in energy bills. Call 937-603-4935. Visit IntegrityHeatingOH.com or see us on Facebook. Proudly serving the Dayton area with 24/7 emergency service, no interest for 60 months, and an A-plus rating with the BBB. Integrity Heating and Cooling, along with Carrier, turn to the experts.
What what's happening here?
Ma'am, over here. So how did you do it?
Yeah, how did you pull it off?
How did I pull what off?
The incredible deal.
What?
The chicken, ma'am. The chicken.
Oh, that. I just went to Lee's.
When you bring home Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken, it'll make you feel famous, especially now with our 12-piece family meal. 12 pieces of mixed classic chicken, 3 large home-style sides, and 6 buttermilk biscuits for just $25.99. Feeds a family of 6 for about $4 a person. Lee's, famous for chicken.
Sadly, 1 in 6 of our neighbors won't have dinner on the table tonight. Hunger is not a choice, but giving is. Help those in need this holiday season by making a donation to the Valley Food Relief Campaign. All money raised is used to provide food to pantries, soup kitchens, emergency shelters, and kids programs across our community. To donate, go to DaytonDailyNews.com/foodrelief. This airtime provided by Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Underwriters include White Allen and Dyer Garofalo Mann and Schultz.
Right now, join Everybody Fitness and pay only $9.95 per month with no contract. That's right. Join and work out for only $9.95 a month with no long-term commitment. Everybody Fitness is committed to having the nicest, cleanest, most equipped clubs in town for a great workout experience. So come and work out on tons of exercise machines and rows of cardio for only $9.95 per month. We also have lots of other amenities like group fitness, childcare, tanning, and more. So stop in or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com.
Hi, John Glazer for Glazer Soft Water, home of the 7-year worry-free parts and labor warranty. Hard water, stinky water, iron stains, we've seen it all over the past 29 years, and we know how to fix your water. Financing includes 15 months same as cash and monthly payments on whole house systems as low as $25. Glazer Water has been making water great since 1988. Visit our website to learn more at Glazer, G-L-A-S-E-R, softwater.com.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore 3 vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Sunshine peeking through some thin cirrus clouds out there today. High temperatures climbing to 31 degrees as we go into the overnight hours, dipping down into the upper teens once again under partly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high temperature lifting into the middle to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we want to thank you for tuning in to Auto Talk. We're here every Saturday at noon. We love doing the show. We have lots of fun, and we are taking your calls today. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. And the number to call here today is 457-1290. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. Let's talk about your car. Let's talk about that car you are going to buy. Maybe a car you're going to trade in, trade it in.
Maybe a pre-purchase inspection.
That's right.
You want to learn more about it before you drive it or buy it.
Or maybe just how to find a really good shop if you're just new to the community.
Sure.
To help you with your car and manage all your vehicle needs. So, absolutely. But, you know, one of the things we need to do real quickly is let's say thanks to those that bring us this show every day. Would you do that for us, Jan?
I would like to thank BG Automotive Products. You know, without their sponsorship, this show wouldn't be possible. We use BG products every day, and you can drive with confidence by using BG products. Also, KOI Auto Parts, they're the professional's choice. They have several locations here in town, and KOI enables us to have a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Also, Mike's Car Wash. Let's take a minute to talk about that. I went through Mike's twice this week. And
you're going to wear it out.
You know, they have the friendliest people there, and they're open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And one thing that's really super easy is giving a Christmas gift that everyone will love. And their wash books are on sale right now. And I'll tell you what, there's 3 locations you can go to, and it's just a wonderful gift. Give somebody that car wash pack, buy one of those books, stick it in their card, stick it in their stocking, and you are set.
Pair that up with a Murphy's Auto Care gift card? What else would someone want? I can't imagine. That is fantastic Christmas gift. But I know it's not about us. It's right now. So Mike's Car Wash, by the way, folks, you can also get Mike's Car Wash gift books online as well. So you don't even have to leave the comfort of your home to do that, or your car, wherever you live. But Mike's Car Wash, want to make sure you did mention the special, though, that's going on right now, right? Good, good. Got that. Okay. And, of course, we want to talk about our partner, Goodwill. Goodwill Auto Auction, Goodwill Easter Seals, Miami Valley. What a tremendous partner we've had here with our show. We actually together initiated a program last year called the Goodwill Auto Auction Gem, and that is where we have pulled several vehicles out of those that have been donated. We've restored them at Murphy's Auto Care and then given them back to the auction to be resold because, you know, we want to do what we can to help increase that. But most of all, we just want to help the program and the charity, and they help us dramatically too. So just by helping people in our community, almost 20,000 people last year were given a hand up with through the Goodwill program.
Right, right. So give us a call today, 457-1290. We've got a lot to talk about, and I know, Dave, you have a couple things you want to talk about.
Oh, I do.
Too.
Well, first I want to talk to Uncle John. Uncle John was asking me one of the number one questions that people call us and talk to us about, and I think it warrants talking a little bit more. Would you mind sharing that, John?
Back in the 50s, a standard for oil change was 3,000 miles. A lot of the quick service oil change places now are still pushing that.
Right.
But with the new engines and new oils, I think you can go longer. What's your recommendation on oil changes?
We also believe that. And I want to kind of pick apart what you said. So quick lube oil service places, they have their place in the market because of convenience, right? But if you think about it, one of the number one reasons they promote that is they need your car to come back, all right? And so a 3,000-mile interval works very well for them. It may not be it's not that it's a bad thing to change the oil, and I'm a big fan of changing the oil and the fluids regularly in a vehicle, and we talk about that. But the key and the reason to take your vehicle to a service provider that can do everything is that those technicians are skilled, hopefully they're master techs like they are for us, and they're not only changing the oil in your vehicle, they're also recognizing, keeping an eye on the rest of the vehicle.
And the other fluids.
Right, and that's what saves you money and keeps you safe. I mean, I'm not here to bash quick lubes. They like I said, they serve a purpose. But quite honestly, many of them either can't recognize or underprepared, underskilled, and so they change the oil in the vehicle, but yet they'll leave a dangerous situation going on that they're just unaware of, okay? And that's the value in going to a shop that does everything for you, especially one that can repair all your cars. You know, we see that. A lot.
So besides 3,000 miles, what's your recommendation on other oils or oil additives or longevity?
Right. So conventional motor oil, we recommend a 3 to 4,000 mile oil change. But many vehicles anymore, don't really use conventional. You know, you can in some vehicles. So what we use is a synthetic blend, and we'll recommend you go maybe 4,500 miles on that. On some full synthetic, 5 to 7,000 miles. Again, it's important not to just change the oil. It's important to get the vehicle back in to make sure you don't have nails in your tires and light bulbs that are out and wiper blades that don't work and belts that are getting ready to fall off and all those things, right? That's the key. It's more, really needs to be more focused on, not to mention rotating the tires. I mean, a set of tires on a vehicle these days is $1,000.
But if you stretch your oil changes out too far, you're going to lose the viscosity in that fluid, and then the wear and tear on your engine is going to appear sooner. It's not going to appear right away. It's like it's like skin cancer. We're not going to see it for quite a while every time we burn ourselves.
Great analogy.
But so changing your oil regularly is key, but you're definitely right. There's many oils now that will go longer. They're just developed that way.
This is a great topic. When we come back from our break, we're going to run to real quick. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. But thanks for listening to us so far. We got another exciting half hour to go. A lot of things to talk about here on Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy and family. Talk to you soon.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO news update. Our top story, protesters clashing with cops in France over higher gas taxes.
A dry stretch expected for the Miami Valley, but I'll be talking the next chance for rain or snow in my forecast. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now WHIO Triple Team Traffic. No accidents or delays to tell you about this hour. If you were westbound on 35 from 675 over to 75, that 5 mile drive will take you just about 5 minutes. Our top story, in France, protesters clashing with cops amid demonstrations against new gas tax hikes. Some demonstrations reportedly now include anti-government resistance and outcries against low wages.
The police are firing both tear gas and police-grade stun grenades, effectively, which are used to disperse the crowds.
Sky News' Mark Stone says hundreds of protesters have been arrested. Some of the national attractions in France are closed in response to the turmoil.
Reporting from our nation's capital, Jamie Dupree 2.0.
In a series of legal submissions this week, the feds are accusing President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, of repeatedly lying even after agreeing to cooperate in the Russia investigation.
The president was mentioned a number of times as individual one, as the feds say he directed his former lawyer Michael Cohen to pay off two women before the 2016 elections in a violation of federal election laws.
Our Washington insider, Jamie Dupree, has more on this story in his blog. You can find that on our website, WHIO.com. In Dayton, two men are in custody after an illegal liquor store on North Main Street in Dayton's raided by undercover cops who were investigating complaints of suspicious activity. Cops say they found hundreds of bottles of beer and liquor in the building.
Inside, police wrote they also found televisions, a commercial sound system, commercial bar, and a makeshift commercial kitchen. Police recovered a semi-automatic handgun on top of a box of potatoes in the food prep area with live rounds in the magazine.
WHIO's Sean Cudahy says 48-year-old Sean Strickland and 45-year-old Brian Cavett were arrested at the scene. The two are facing firearms charges as the investigation continues. Well, it's my favorite football game of the year.
President Trump will preside over the coin toss at the Army-Navy game, as previous presidents have done before him. This is his first Army-Navy game as president. He was at the 2016 game as president-elect. By custom, presidents sit on the Army side of the stadium for one half and the Navy side for the other.
The Army Black Knights are a 7-point favorite over the Navy midshipmen. Today's game is the 119th in the storied rivalry between the service academies. You can see the game live at 3 o'clock on News Center 7. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Sunshine peeking through some thin cirrus clouds out there today. High temperatures climbing to 31 degrees as we go into the overnight hours, dipping down into the upper teens once again under partly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high temperature lifting into the middle to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar showing filtered sunshine and cold temperatures around the Miami Valley this hour. It's 21 degrees in Troy, 24 in Springfield, and 26 degrees in Dayton at 1234. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Prepare for critical changes that are impending. Don't fall victim when those changes happen. Several critical interest rates will be announced in the upcoming weeks. When rates go up, you could lose $25,000, $50,000, even $75,000 of your hard-earned money. As an associate, you need to learn the facts about your lump sum payment. Come see me. I'm Mike Martinez, president of the Pension Group. Don't let what happened in 2016 happen to you now, losing tens of thousands of dollars. If you don't know what these segmented rate increases could do to your pension, call me and let's set up a complimentary consultation. Alleviate those worries and fears now. Let us be there for you at the Pension Group, 937-669-7094. You cannot afford to not know the facts. 937-669-7094. Don't face it alone. Call now to set up a one-on-one meeting with me, Mike Martinez, at 937-669-7094. 937-669-7094.
Investment advisory services offered through the Pension Group.
Hi, this is Dave from Murphy's Auto Care. You know, you have less than a month to buy that special gift. That gift they'll open on Christmas morning and say, "That's nice," when they really don't mean it. Unless it's a washbook from Mike's Car Wash. Think about it. Almost everyone on your list drives, which means they probably like to drive a clean car. And in December, when you buy four Ultimate or Works washes, you get two free. You can pick up washbooks at any Mike's location or at mikescarwash.com. Don't panic. Be practical with washbooks from Mike's Car Wash. Open daily, 7 to 9.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. Thanks for riding along with us today. We're having a lot of fun in here answering questions and having a few laughs ourselves. So we're here every Saturday at noon. So thanks for tuning in. I think we're going to jump back to the phones.
Well, we are.
You said you wanted to follow up.
Right. I want to follow up because John asked the question and we continued it during the break. And I wanted to add to it because he said something that was spot on and brilliant is that people, when they drive their cars, motorists, a high percentage of them, they get in it and they believe that the machine will tell it what to do, them what to do. And so they don't do anything. And that's the problem. And that's one of the reasons I love having you on the show, because I know you're a maintenance guy, right? And that's how I'm driven, to the point where it drives you crazy. But you have to pay attention to your machine. And you know, I was using the examples of some of the things that we all under maintain in our life, and I won't go into that. But it's important to maintain your vehicle, not just to save you money and keep you safe, but an under-maintained vehicle is not safe on the road for other people. So consider that. When we don't replace tires when it's recommended, when we don't replace brakes when it's recommended by professionals, I realize you drove the car in there and you can drive it out and you think you can manage that, but is it really worth it when there's other people coming down the road with you? You gotta think about that. Be responsible. So, all right, I'm off my soapbox. We're going to go over here and we're going to talk to Marilyn right now. Marilyn, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Great. Welcome to Auto Talk. Thanks for joining all of us in here. How can we help you today?
Oh, I don't know. I got a 2011 Ford Focus, and when I put it in gear and driver set, it's like it's got a really rough idling to it.
Okay. All right. So is there a noise associated with it, or is it just a roughness to it?
It's just a roughness.
Okay. And you said this is a 2011 Focus, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a check engine light on by chance on the dash?
No.
You do not? How long?
No.
Tell me how long this condition has existed.
3 or 4 months now.
Okay. All right. So have you taken it to anybody yet, just to have them take a quick look at it?
No.
All right. How many miles are on it?
76.
Wow. Low mileage. Okay. Very low mileage on it. I'm surprised if it's, well, here again, I can't see the vehicle from here, but what I would recommend is if you have a service provider or someone in your area that you trust, take it to them, ask them to actually get on board and with a scanner and start looking at some of the, what we call PIDs, and take a look and just see how the engine is, how the engine is operating. It doesn't sound like it, you know, you're the key driver, you don't think it's running smoothly. It could be something minor. You know, in the old days, it would be maybe spark plugs or ignition components. But typically, that vehicle is going to, you know, if there's truly an issue, it's going to be something more related to perhaps an air leak in the air induction system, or perhaps a fuel injection issue.
Last year I put two little sensor things in. I put those in last year. Thought okay. That might be what it was, but it's not. So do you think it might be the plugs?
Well, again, we never guess. We have a belief. We're going to test and inspect first to determine what's really wrong with it, because, you know, I don't know why you replaced whatever sensors you replaced, maybe the recommendation of someone. But even that, you know, thorough testing is what will prevent overspending on the wrong parts. So I would recommend that, you know, if you don't have a great service provider, that well, we can advise you on how to find. What part of town do you live in?
East Dayton.
Oh, East Dayton. Okay, great. You could take it to Weber's Automotive Service, John and Johnny Weber. Great family, good guys. You could go there if you haven't been there. I'm trying to think who else. It depends. That's probably one of my key places I would go to first.
I usually take it to Interstate 4 to get my oil changed. Would they be good?
Yeah, actually, those are good guys there. Their service department, like a lot of dealerships, changes, you know, in and out. But I would ask them. Just get it in, get a service, and ask. When you go into a dealership, and I'm glad you brought that up. You go into a dealership, you're talking to the service writer. He's not the technician. And that's an okay setup. I mean, that's how we operate at our shop. But our service writers actually are skilled. They're certified. They know about the car. So, you know, it just depends on where you go. But why don't you just check in with Weber's right there? It's close to you.
It's on Linden Avenue, ain't it?
It sure is. It sure is. Check in with them. Go see John.
Yeah, I don't live far from there, so.
They're great technicians, and they're close to home, and they'll take good care of your car for you.
Okay. Where are you guys located at?
Just stay on Linden about another 3 miles due east, and we're in Beaver Creek.
Oh, are you?
Yep. Yep, either one.
All right. Well, I've got to get it taken care of because I'm scared. I drive around the Dayton Mall every day, so gotcha. I'm just scared I'm going to get stranded someday.
There you go. You want to be safe, and you want that car dependable. We really appreciate your call, Marilyn. You have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. Good call. Very, very good call. That's, you know, we see that frequently. Vehicles that have a symptom, yet they don't really necessarily exhibit codes and data and so forth, but there will be, I should say, data in that vehicle if it's not running right. And the guys at Weber's will figure it out.
Good call. Good call. I know we wanted to talk for a few minutes, Dave, about Ohio's Smart Corridor.
We do. We do. And we had an experience. First of all, I'll back up. So, you know, a lot of people, we're talking about autonomous vehicles. I had to spit that out correctly. Autonomous vehicles coming. You know, there's a lot of different philosophies on when we're going to see that really, really happen completely. And when you look around this part of the country, everybody, you know, is driving pickup trucks and cars. And but on the coasts, east and west coast, where the population density is really, really high, things like autonomous vehicles are really, there's great pressure to get them there because now we get, you know, ride sharing and all these other things working, and you can reduce the amount of vehicles on the road, which probably will have a positive, it will have a positive environmental impact. But to that point, didn't know this until this last summer, right here just north of us, up around Indian Lake, the Bell Fountain area, there on Highway 33, there is now a designated corridor called the Smart Corridor. And on that corridor, from basically from Columbus all the way over to Bell Fountain and then points west, that research and development area is being set up to test and develop autonomous vehicles. And last year, actually, White Volvo Truck Corporation ran a semi-truck totally autonomously, no driver in it, and drove it from Columbus, I believe, to Lima and back. So, but the point about this is that electric vehicles are going to come faster than I think even I anticipated. And we're embracing that at our company because I think it's exciting. But you're going to hear, if you're listening to Auto Talk, you're going to hear us talk more and more and more about EVs, and that's the term for electric vehicles, or ZEVs, which are zero emission vehicles, one and the same. And then we're also talking about BEVs, BEVs, which are battery electric vehicles, more or less a plug-in hybrid vehicle. You know, there's been a lot of news about General Motors in the last week or so about closing plants. But if you look deeper into General Motors and some of the other manufacturers, they're really positioning themselves to embrace electric vehicle operation in this country. That's really, in my opinion, that's what they're doing. And they're gearing up for it. Currently, electric vehicle production only accounts for less than 2%, I believe, is the number of total vehicles produced today. General Motors believes that their production in 7 years or less will be 30% of their production will be electric vehicles. So that's a dramatic jump from the internal combustion engine to an electric vehicle. So you know, I just want people to be aware it's happening. It's coming, and it's going to happen much faster, I think, than we ever expected. So it's going to change a lot of things. You know, it'll change the way automotive repair takes place. I think there will be less automotive repair shops out there, but those that do will be capable of servicing both vehicles, and I think that's a good thing. So,
yeah, because every family might not have more than one, but they might have one right to get into it and still have that pickup truck for their other items, things like that. So I think it's important. I know we're General Repair. We service all makes and models, and we'll be servicing those as well.
And we have been servicing hybrid vehicles for as long as they've been out.
Mm-hmm.
And we find them interesting. They're, you know, it's not, I don't personally drive one, but I have other needs for other vehicles. But I do see the value in them, and I see the, you know, we've had an opportunity actually to drive a couple of electric vehicles here in the last few months.
Yeah, I know. I drove that Tesla. I thought it was a
Model X.
Very nice, a very powerful vehicle, very mm-hmm. comfortable, very quiet. I mean, I was really impressed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and we're going to give our listeners an opportunity to do that here coming up, hopefully in the first quarter of next year. But I just want to mention, if you're listening to us and you're also intrigued by this movement, jump on Facebook. There's a great new site there. It's called Drive Electric Dayton. And that is a local group of electric vehicle owners. And it's growing very, very rapidly. So it's a great place to learn about them. They have events all the time where you can go meet these folks, see their cars. You know, who knows? They might even take you for a ride in one. But it's exciting.
And it is. It's really cool stuff.
It is. And, you know, if you're listening to us and you have one, by gosh, just give us a call. We'd love to hear your thoughts on it and you know, how that vehicle operates, how you use it. And the other thing is how little you spend on it. It's definitely a very affordable vehicle once you own them. And I have to say, you can buy certain manufacturers' electric vehicles today. You can get into one for around $25,000 by the time it's all said and done. I mean, you can buy the Tesla Model S, and you can actually get one now. I think their production is within a few weeks. But, you know, it's a little more expensive, probably around the $45,000 mark. But you virtually have a couple of dollar a month expense to operate that vehicle because it's just the electricity you're using and that's it. So something to think about. I'm still going to hold on to my big old gas guzzling trucks. I still love them. So can't go wrong there. All right. We got a call here on the line. Let's talk about, to see what Mark's got going on. Mark, how you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Good, good. How can we help you today?
Simple question, hopefully. Tire deflation.
Yeah.
I have a tire out of the four, just has a mind of its own, loves to deflate itself. Have taken it in to have people look at it and can't find anything wrong with it, but they say it could be a sensor.
Well,
and my idiot light goes on. So I guess I'm confused. What does
great question
a car have that's a sensor on a tire that blah, blah, blah?
So they're talking about the tire pressure monitoring sensor, or what we call the TPMS sensor. Tell me if I missed it, what make, model, year of car do you have?
2012 Toyota Camry.
Okay. All right. So it certainly has a TPMS system on that. It's about a mid-generation system. But is the tire ever low when the light's on?
Yeah. Every time I fill it up,
okay,
it's always 27.
Okay.
So my mind goes to a hole or a leak or a nail.
Yeah, or a rim leak around the rim. So just depends, you know. I mean, I'm not sure how they're checking the tire. Years ago, and we still pull this thing out every now and then, we'll take a tire and completely submerge it, and you'll find it then when it's got air in it because the bubbles are coming out of it. We also use a liquid that we can spray on a tire, and typically it works just about as well. The sensor, to the point, your question, could the sensor be bad and leaking through the sensor? It would be leaking through the stem assembly is where it would actually be leaking. But I can tell
you, they replaced the stem. Thank you for saying that.
They did
replace the stem.
So they put a service kit in it. And I'm sure you've had to put tires on the vehicle by now, too. So
correct.
Yeah, which is the time your service replaces those. Now, that being said, the life of a TPMS sensor average is about 6 to 8 years. And when I say life, I'm referring to the battery life. Each one of those sensors is a little transmitter, and it's got a little micro battery in it. And once they start failing, they'll start giving you erroneous TPMS signals. But that's not the case here. You actually have a leak. So that's, twofold. Find the leak, and then I would say prepare to have sensors replaced in the next year or so, because that's just next on your radar.
Okay.
All right.
Cost for a sensor, ballpark, if there's such a thing?
Well, sensor replacement typically is going to range anywhere from $80 to $120, depending on what frequency.
Per tire. They get their individual sensors.
Yeah. Yeah, and I will say this. The price of them is coming down, but it still requires a technician to remove the wheel assembly, dismount the tire, replace the sensor, rebalance the tire and wheel assembly, and then put it back on. So that's why it just makes good sense to have them replaced when you're having tires replaced, because you're going to save some of the labor. So I hope that helps you, Mark. If you can't get relief with that, give us a call out at Murphy's Auto Care, and we'd be happy to fix that tire for you. You have a great weekend, sir. Thank you.
You as well.
All righty. All right, great. We're going to run to another real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Stick with us, folks.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Coordinate your lighting with the Mava Collection, featuring a graphite finish with watermark glass. A semi-flush mount ceiling light is $70.31 after sale price and 11% off. A chandelier is $150.41 after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through December 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
If you served in the military, you may be eligible for health care benefits at the Dayton VA Medical Center. These are benefits you've already earned through your military service, regardless of when or where you served. You may be eligible. To apply, just call us at 937-956-0770. Visit our website at dayton.va.gov or just walk into the Dayton VA Medical Center and ask for assistance at the front desk. The Dayton VA Medical Center. You served us. Now let us serve you.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $4.99 deals. How would you like it?
Can I get that red like a sportscaster?
If you're just joining us here on the field, you can choose from 4 tasty footlongs or 4 6-inch meals that include a 21-ounce drink and chips for just $4.99 each every day. Any choice is a winner. So score a 6-inch meal or footlong with $4.99 deals today. Now back to the booth.
Hey, you guys want to go to Subway?
Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices and subs included may vary. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
At Jeff Schmidt Auto Group, we have 7 state-of-the-art service facilities. All 7 locations have modern waiting areas with free amenities. Or drop off your car and drive off in one of our complimentary loaner vehicles. If you're too busy to come in on a weekday, schedule a Saturday appointment or use one of our 24/7 drop boxes. Your car will be taken care of by one of our certified technicians who are always kept up with the latest training. From an oil change to a major collision, come to Jeff Schmidt Auto Group and experience the advantage.
When the waves of retirement planning come crashing in, you need somewhere safe to go.
Hi, I'm Gary Sickles. Our team at Safe Harbor Retirement Group will guide you through those rough waters. We will show you how to maximize Social Security benefits, minimize your taxes, and lower your market risk. Visit SafeHarborOH.com and schedule a complimentary strategy session with me. Let Safe Harbor be your guide to a worry-free retirement.
Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, sign up today and join this fast-growing organization making a difference for your business. Learn how you can benefit from being a member. This is Deborah Gross inviting you to check us out at DaytonDefense.org. You'll be glad you did.
This is Rick Moody, your commercial real estate connection for the Dayton region. For leasing, buying, selling of office, retail, industrial, or warehouse space, contact me at Coldwell Banker Commercial Heritage. This is Rick Moody. I am your place for space.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore 3 vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Sunshine peeking through some thin cirrus clouds out there today. High temperatures climbing to 31 degrees as we go into the overnight hours, dipping down into the upper teens once again under partly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high temperature lifting into the middle to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy along with my fantastic wife, Jan. We're both the owners of Murphy's Auto Care out in Beaver Creek. If you aren't familiar with where we are, stop in sometime, have a cup of coffee, get to know us a little bit. But family-owned business, been repairing vehicles for 25 years there, but I've been in the business a little over 40. So glad you're riding along with us today on Auto Talk, as well as our in-the-studio VIP guests, Uncle John and Aunt Pat. Glad you're here, too, with us. You know, something I've been wanting to talk about to our listeners, because I see this, we'll test drive cars with customers. A lot of times they'll come in and say, I got a noise or vibration or whatever it is. And so we want to go for a ride because we want to make sure we're chasing the same noise or whatever it is that they're asking about. And so many times I get in, I put my seatbelt on, and I see them not wear their seatbelt. And, you know, I'm not going to say anything to them. It's not my car. But I want to share this because people may not really understand. I think their thought is, the car has an airbag, I'll be okay if there's an accident. But here's the reality. If you're in your vehicle and it's airbag equipped or has a supplemental restraint system, and you don't wear a seatbelt, even for that short trip down to the gas station or whatever, which, by the way, is where many, many accidents occur, not at the gas station, but in a couple-mile trip from home, airbags are designed and the system is smart enough to know where you are in the seat and how much you weigh in many, many vehicles. So consequently, when you don't latch the seatbelt in the car, you're defaulting the system in some vehicles. So the speed at which it deploys the airbag will kill you instead of save you. So wearing a seatbelt is very, very important because it's what holds you in the place that the airbag is designed to land at. When you hit someone, let's say you rear-end someone, right, and you go forward, naturally you're doing 30, 40 miles an hour or whatever, and your body's moving forward when your car comes to a stop because you just hit something. Well, the airbag doesn't know that. It thinks you're another foot back. So when it pops, it can do tremendous damage, spinal damage, injuries, and also, you know, fatalities because of the airbag.
It's designed to hit you with your belt on.
Right.
On purpose.
On purpose. It's not fun when it goes off. And we deploy them on fun just to see how, I mean, at the shop, just to see how they go in a safe way. But they definitely have saved tremendous lives over the years that we've seen these in the cars. But if you start doing a little research on them, and I looked at it, the amount of injury and death caused by people not wearing a seatbelt comes in many cases from their airbag deploying. So wear a seatbelt. Think of your family. When somebody gets in your car and they don't want to wear their seatbelt, remind them you're the captain of the ship. And you get to decide what's going on. So, all right. I just want to share that with everybody so they understand how they work.
That's good advice.
Thank you. I also want to take a minute again to thank those great companies that bring Auto Talk each and every week to the airwaves here through Cox Media. Number one, BG Products. We've been using BG Products at our business for many years. Tremendous warranties, peace of mind, and just great quality products to keep your car maintained and dependable. And I'll tell you this, we have flush transmissions and cooling systems, power steering systems on vehicles for years. And those that follow the advice of a service provider and do it on a regular basis, do not buy transmissions, do not buy power steering systems, and do not buy cooling system components at the same rate those who do not change your fluid. So change the fluid in your car. And thanks to BG because of all the great products. KOI Auto Parts, been working with them also for years. Excellent quality parts, the professional's choice. As Jan mentioned earlier, that's why we can give you a 3 or 36,000 mile warranty on everything we do because of the great parts we buy from them and install in your car. Mike's Car Wash. Jan loves Mike's Car Wash. I love Mike's Car Wash, and you
friendly
probably do
people.
Too. I could go on forever.
Courteous, and professional, great wash.
Amazingly
trained.
Locations. All those things. And your car's clean, and if it's not clean when you come through, go back through. They'll take care of it for you. They want you to be happy. They want you to be satisfied. And I think that's what all great businesses are aiming for, is satisfied, happy customers. Also, Goodwill. Have a blast with them all the time. We just an amazing organization here in the Miami Valley. We are partnered with them on the Goodwill Auto Auction and the Goodwill Gem. And if you'd like to learn more about that, you can go anytime to goodwilldaytonauto.com. It's super easy. If you're thinking about maybe getting rid of your car, trading your car, you don't want it anymore, donate it. It helps everybody in your community, and all you got to do is call them. 228-AUTO. All right, we are going to step out for we've had another fun week here with you.
See you next Saturday.
Thanks for tuning in to Auto Talk. John and Pat, thanks for being here with
us.
Thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
Drive safe and buckle up your seatbelt. Bye-bye.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.